Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You might not see him in person.
Band from Texas bringing us back, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, little ZZ Top, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sarah Heiner is here. Sarah is the president and CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly awesome publication, and their annuals are there. And BottomLineInc.com, is that right, Sarah?
That is correct, BottomLineInc.com. We have content, we have an e-com store, we have blogs, we have podcasts, we have videos, we have everything.
And they're working on a Bottom Line Men's Annual, too, I've been assured.
You keep pushing for it.
I'm pushing. Hey, Sarah, one of the things that's been interesting to me, and you guys reported on this week, pretty significant article this week by Jennifer Jaeger, or Jaeger, I'm sure she pronounces it Jaeger, is that look, we're on these Zoom calls. And early on, everybody was just kind of thrown together. It was maybe the first time they'd ever done it. They were sitting in their offices in their jammies or their bunny slippers or their, you know, I didn't have my makeup on, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it was funny. The kids are jumping up in the lap. The dogs are barking and all that kind of stuff. And it was kind of fun and all that. Now we're moving into remote working as a way of doing business going forward more and more. We got to clean up our act a little bit, don't we?
Well, I think so. So there separate two things. Actually, I think this whole video at home, work at home process has been an interesting sociocultural thing where we've all gotten into people's lives. Like, I would never go to work without makeup on, but I am on Zoom calls sometimes, not my public ones, but kind of working people ones without my makeup. My dog is on my lap half the time, sometimes even during Facebook Lives. Hmm. But the thing that people need to watch out for, there's how bad you look on video and how bad you sound on video. And that's what this story was about how to look better on video. So there are simple things that you can do that actually don't have you looking like a pie-eyed monster. So you want some of those tips?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So first of all, and I went through this, I was doing my first Zoom call, and I was doing it on an iPad. You have to look, the camera is not where the screen is.
Right.
Right, that sounds really obvious, right? So on a tablet in particular, the camera is off to the side. If you look at someone in the eye, if you're looking at the screen, you're looking shifty on the camera. you have to look into the camera.
Which is hard for me not to do anyway, so I have to really work at it. But
it's really hard. I had to consciously really work to do it because it's weird because you're so polite, you're used to looking them in the eye. So you want to be sure that you're looking in the camera. You want the camera actually to be at about eye level or slightly higher.
Right.
You ever talk to someone on video and it's like looking up their nose?
Oh, yeah. No, you got the nose hair. Absolutely. How would you like to be doing a presentation, an official presentation? You're the speaker and all of the audience is being thrown in front of you. Every time one of them moves, it throws them up on the screen because the host doesn't know how to manage things. And you're trying to make a presentation. You've got all these nose hairs in front of you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not pretty. So you want the camera at about eye level, right, so that you're looking straight at it. And, again, like I have a laptop. A lot of people are at home on laptops, which, again, you're looking down on it. So no joke, either lift your laptop up if you're using your computer's camera. So I prop it up on books or yoga blocks, whatever you have along. Or I have an external camera. So, you know, same thing. You want to be sure that you're looking up at the camera. You want to be sure you're lit. You want to be sure that you've got light on your face.
Right.
You don't want to have, you know, sometimes you got your back to a window and now you're like the shadow of death.
Right.
So
I like to put the light where it looks like I have a halo on my head. So go ahead.
Well, that's always nice because it's right behind there. Mm-hmm. But a light in front of you. Either a nice lamp with a lampshade will help you, diffuse the light, or some way. Sometimes, in fact, if you've got no light around, you could put your screen can have like a bright document on it. If you put like a Word doc out, so that it's reflecting white light.
Yeah, you can do green screens on these things. So that's something to think about.
Well, that's a different thing. Yes, then you can do green screens, so you have different backgrounds on it. Yeah, so you know, a factor of your background is what's behind you. So you can do, depending on, like my computer actually, oddly, is a couple years old. It doesn't have the go fast to be able to put a green screen on effectively. But you want to be sure your background isn't crazy and chaos. So if you're
what you're saying is practice before you do it, maybe even practice with someone else, but certainly practice with yourself as if when no one else is there and see what you look like. One of the things I want to make sure we get in I want to make sure we get in here in about the sound.
Sound is important.
Sound is important, I think. And so I recommend a Samson Stage PXD1. Pay attention, PXD1, Papa X-Ray Delta 1. And it's about $79, and it's a professional USB mic. You'll sound like a pro. And you just hook it right on your lapel.
Without a doubt. I mean, that, great point. And, in fact, I had made a note also because this story was about video. But that sound also, you want to be sure also that you've got softness around you. I can't tell you how many people are in, like, a hard wall. They're in their kitchen or something. So there's no you got all sorts of echoes.
But if you use if you use that mic I'm talking about, it only picks up your voice. It doesn't pick up all that other stuff. The Samson Stage PXD1. I've been using it for years. I've bought several. I've given them away. I'll send you one, Sarah. It's awesome, and it's Wi-Fi. It's Bluetooth, by the way. You're not connected to the computer except through the Bluetooth USB. We're gonna take a quick break and come back and talk about why you and I, even though we're in the middle of this pandemic with all the technology, we still need each other. Sarah says that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.